welcome members. Adam plugging in here for the Night Watch podcast with Adam, and it's Wednesday the 4th of May already, 2022. Can you believe it? Man, time is not even flying by. This is ridiculous. Every time I blink, it's another month. It's another month. Don't blink. You'll lose months. Crazy. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing fine. And thank you, as always, for your ongoing support. It's great to have you on deck here and supporting Real Independent Media here in Sydney, Australia. Kraz Files would not be up and running like it is without you guys, so you guys are awesome. I was supposed to be on last night for the nightly for the Night Watch podcast, but just so exhausted, was just so tired, couldn't do it. So I'll plug in for a short one tonight and just cover what's in front of. Was just doing a quite a bit of ceiling painting yesterday. Ceiling fell in here a bit and just had it patched up, so I had to paint it. You know, when you're looking up and it's just such an awkward thing. So I was just a bit tired last night. Had a crazy thing the other night as well, like last weekend, I think it was. I was just chopping up some firewood and had a lot of splinters, and all these splinters, so I got to get some gloves, went in my hands, you know. And one of those, I couldn't dig it out, and it's got like really badly infected, so my whole hand and arm hurts because of the infection. It's just eaten a hole in my hand. So I'm just trying to treat that and dress it at home. And when that night when I went into the kitchen, I must have had little splinters on my hands, and I've rubbed one in my eye, the bastard. And it was sitting in my eyelash, so every time I tried to close my eye, it was pressing into my eyeball. But I didn't rub it in. I just use a baby wipe, you know, one of those wipes to just kind of coax it out, and I got it out, thank God. Oh my God, I did not want that splinter to go into my eyeball. Jeez, I need some gloves. Anyway, all good. hopefully my hand starts to heal up. It's really painful, isn't it, these kinds of infections? Anyway, hope you guys are good, and thanks for plugging in with me and keeping up on the website. And you guys are going great in the members area, if you remember. And I know lots of people just grab the podcast, but you can plug into the members area there, and there's different content there and a great chat room to leave links and things like that. We're also over on Telegram. Think I got rid of all the bots, and I've made it private, so it seems to be much better since then. And everything's up on the Kraz Files website. Still hearing, from the world media, although some of the media in the US are coming out again and saying that the unjabbed pose a threat to the jabbed. It's really silly, and we laugh at it. We laugh at it, but it's crazy. But I'm still getting that vibe, man. That they keep telling us through the media platforms, you know, that they seem to be alluding to this wave of illness that's coming. And it's something important, man, that I think, you know, I bring up so much here, that the inoculations, the jabs, will trigger the real pandemic, and it's coming. And I don't, you know, whether people have just had one, or they've had two, or they've had a booster. For those folks, man, I think you really need to be careful, you know. We don't know what's coming here. And they keep bringing this up, you know, that they're, that they're looking towards some kind of pandemic, because for, you know, from those people who've suffered from COVID, but COVID isn't real. They're suffering from the jabs and a lot of other things. But they basically keep going along this line, man. You know, they're telling us that if you had COVID-19, and hey, you may have had COVID-19 and you didn't even know, and you didn't get tested for it or anything, and you didn't have any symptoms, they're putting you in that basket as well. But they're basically saying this a lot now. I can see it all the time, that people who were diagnosed at some point with COVID are going to start developing serious health conditions over the next few years. This is a line that we must follow. We cannot take our eyes off this line. It's moving around. Unbelievable how they're covering their asses here and what they're saying. It's really sick, I know. It's unbelievable. I mean, we knew it was coming. You know, and I do know some folks hearing some things around about people not feeling well already and stuff like that. I mean, we just don't know what's coming in the next few years, you know. We do not know. Even for those who have had one of these jabs, we don't know what's in you, and we don't know. I mean, we know a lot about this technology and what we discuss, but still, as I said, for me, this is like black magic. You know, we don't know what's really going on here. We don't know really, really the inner workings of this stuff yet. And they're going to hide it. They're not going to say anything, but it's just such an incredible thing to see, you know, that they pushed everybody into getting these jabs in their arms. Other because you're going to get a virus that isn't there, so they scared you about a boogeyman. And now everyone got the jabs in their arms. Now they're saying that the initial virus, which is not real and never been isolated or proved to exist at all, now they're saying if you had that, it doesn't matter about the jab, you're gonna get sick in the future. So the media are predicting massive waves of illness and death coming because people got COVID or got it and didn't know. But these people are reading those lines and they're listening to those reports and they're saying, but I got the jabs. What? That doesn't matter now. According to the media, it doesn't matter. So you're just going to get sick. Something that's very interesting as well. This popped up in the mainstream media in Australia. This is from one of the worst websites, but it's making the rounds, and we have been seeing this lately. This one's from Yahoo News, basically from not long ago. From the 4th of May, from like basically 3 hours ago. They're saying now that there's a deadly hepatitis strain and it's landed in Australia on our doorstep and the cases are climbing. Interesting wording here. They say that this is a mysterious outbreak of an unidentified hepatitis strain. Isn't that amazing? So this is what's happening with children after they're getting these COVID jabs. They're developing this so-called hepatitis, which is shutting down of the kidneys and stuff, you know. And they're saying that this is an outbreak of a mysterious unidentified hepatitis strain. Aren't these people incredible? Now they're making up mysterious strains of hepatitis to try and cover over for this damage that we're seeing with young children's bodies. This is just poisoning. This is just the body's organs starting to shut down and break down. So they call it hepatitis, you know, but they don't even call it hepatitis. they're calling it a mysterious, unidentified hepatitis. So if it's mysterious and it's unidentified, how do they know it's hepatitis? I mean, I'm just going off the first fucking line. They're saying that it's unidentified, so how do they know it's hepatitis? Well, they're saying that because kids who have been getting these inoculations, they're getting their kidneys and stuff are getting sick. And they're getting fevers and vomiting and nausea and all sorts of problems. And it's killing children in Indonesia, it's saying here. So they're saying that the country's health ministry has confirmed that children aged 2, 8 and 11, this is the age brackets they're giving the jabs to, died in hospitals in Jakarta last month. And this is happening globally from what I know, looking at my own research and what I'm hearing. All were displaying these symptoms that I just mentioned of deadly liver disease. I said kidneys, didn't I? But I guess it can spread into your kidneys and all around there. But hepatitis is this liver, breaking down of the liver, including nausea, vomiting, heavy diarrhea, fever, jaundice, seizures, and loss of consciousness. And they say, here's another line, at the moment we suspect the cases as acute hepatitis, but we need to confirm. So again, this one line, at the moment we suspect is not knowing, suspect is nothing. They're suspecting that it's an acute episode of hepatitis, but we need to confirm it so they don't know. That's why they're calling it a mystery, and it might be, and they're not sure. Because really, as we said, this is children becoming sick and having their organs shutting down. So they're going to make up all sorts of things. That's what I've been saying on all the podcasts. You're going to bring all this stuff back out again. And they're saying here that they're not due to the known hepatitis virus strains A, B, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, and D anyway, and R, B. The ministry's spokesperson said, the cause of the disease will be investigated with a full panel of virus tests, while surveillance for the illness is increased nationwide. So massive liver disease among children, and they don't know why, and they're pretending they don't know why. So they're gonna set up investigative panels now. And they're going to have all sorts of experts in there, and they're going to be doing tests for viruses that don't exist. And they're going to have a new surveillance unit searching for the illness nationwide. We don't know what the cause of this is. We started jabbing people with these COVID-19 jabs, mRNA jabs, and now they're all getting this, but we don't know what it is, you see. They're searching everywhere for it. So why are young kids, 11 years old and 8 years old, getting severe hepatitis and their livers are collapsing? Wonder why. Yeah, they're getting the jabs, but it can't be that, right? So they're urging parents in Indonesia to seek immediate medical attention if your child starts suffering from any of these terrible symptoms. Here we have child hepatitis rates are soaring in the UK. Hundreds of new cases detected in Japan and Canada. Hepatitis outbreaks in children cause investigation in at least 10 states. The outbreak, they're saying outbreak, it's not an outbreak. It's not an outbreak. They're saying the outbreak reaches 20 countries. People are being poisoned and children have been poisoned with these jabs. And that's what it is. We all know it's the massive elephant in the room. So they're saying here that the, and this is fucking painful for me to read. The outbreak has now spread to a further 8 countries. As the numbers soar around the world, and no one knows why. Why are young 8-year-olds and 11-year-old children who were in perfect health suddenly went and got COVID-19 injections and Pfizer jabs and now they got this? We don't know. The WHO are baffled. I'm sure Bill Gates is baffled too. What could it be? They're under investigations. They've got another 50 additional cases that are under investigation. So most infections are coming from the UK. High jab rate, and among children as well. They don't know why. They've also been recorded all across the world. Spain, Israel, US, Denmark, Ireland, Netherlands, Italy, France, Norway, Romania, Belgium. All the children's organs are starting to collapse and shut down. Almost 24 children have required liver transplants. Fears grow over hepatitis strain reaching Australia. The cover-up is reaching Australia, you see. We're gonna have all sorts of different reasons as to confuse people and distract them away from why they're really getting sick and their kids are getting sick. While it's still not known what's causing the outbreak. Can you believe this? I mean, this is just one article. While it's still not known what's causing the outbreak or how the disease is being transmitted. So how do you... It doesn't matter because it's coming to Australia and it's here now. So they don't know what it is or what's causing or anything. They're just, I guess they're just guessing that it's hepatitis. So here we go, folks. It's unbelievable. I think I read through this and I posted it a while ago. Well, it was from April 29, not that long ago, 2022, by Ethan Huff at naturalnews.com. Have a look for it. I may have posted this, folks. Rings a bell. The Journal of Hepatology has published a new study confirming that coronavirus COVID-19 vaccines are in fact triggering severe autoimmune hepatitis in children. Fauci flu shots elicit a distinct T-cell dominant immune-mediated hepatitis, also known as liver inflammation. So that's what's happening, folks. The children's livers are becoming inflamed through a unique pathomechanism associated with jab-induced antigen-specific tissue-resistant immunity requiring systematic immunosuppression. Entitled SARS-CoV-2 vaccination can elicit a CD8 T-cell-dominant hepatitis. The study was released just days after the World Health Organization issued a global alert about hepatitis outbreaks in children. It's just mass murder, isn't it? It's genocide, what we're seeing. The massive elephant in the room, folks, his name is genocide. So the government in the United Kingdom, they're also baffled as to what's going on here. They've announced it has launched an urgent investigation into a hepatitis outbreak in British children. Yeah, see, they're launching another critical investigation into why young children's organs are collapsing after the jabs. And listen to this. The officials, they're saying that this disease is not linked to any of the common viruses that normally cause liver inflammation. Common viruses, right. So it's not hepatitis. That's what they're telling you. Which really only leaves one other explanation. Well, dun, 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 COVID injections. They're telling you there's nothing to do with hepatitis or any of that. It's not been seen before. So on April 15th, 22, the World Health Organization issued a global alert about a new form of severe acute hepatitis with an unknown etiology. Cause affecting previously healthy children in the UK over the last month, reported the Daily Expose. So, you know, perfectly healthy children going about their lives and enjoying their childhood, nothing wrong with them. They got a COVID jab and now we're seeing all this. They've got liver conditions that isn't hepatitis, but we don't know what it is. It's just they need liver transplants all of a sudden. We're all baffled. We don't understand what's going on here. Does anyone know? So as of April 25, the same type of hepatitis infections in children have now been identified in at least 12 countries. At least 169 cases have been reported by this date, and 17 children have required a liver transplant, according to the expose. One child has died. So injecting your children for a fake virus is child abuse, and quite possibly murder. There's no way that young children who are healthy and don't have any prior issues would be developing anything to do with hepatitis and having to have transplants. So there you go. So they're just talking about what I was saying before about liver inflammation. This is occurring in individuals after vaccination and shares similar features with autoimmune liver disease. So this is just your immune system being basically screwed, and your body's ability to even work is being shut down, and you're getting all these things. And your liver's failing, and your liver's collapsing, and your organs are collapsing and failing. You need transplants, and your heart's going. You have heart attacks, inflammation of the heart, all of this. And we knew this. We've known this for a while now. This is popping up, and so now. They don't know what it is. They just know that it's coming to Australia. From the expose .uk, 12,548 children have suffered a serious adverse event due to the COVID vaccines in the United States, and 106 kids have died. So just quickly, their official data published by the US Centers for Disease Control has revealed that 106 children have now died following the vaccination program for COVID-19, and the deaths have been reported among 12,000. 548 serious adverse events among children, ranging from hospitalizations to permanent disabilities. And this is only what we know as well. And this is only early days. There's going to be a tidal wave of this coming. It's only early days, folks. I don't care if people around have had one, two, or three, and they're all happy and living their lives. We don't know what's coming, man. You can't predict what's going to happen internally in your body, how your body's going to react, and what's going on here in a deep way, you know? So this is a CDC Wonder Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. VAERS returns the following results in adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccines among children under 18s up to 22nd of April 2022. And it's all there. A similar research for serious adverse reactions to the COVID-19 vaccines among children, ranging from hospitalization to permanent disability to death. They got all the graphs here, and I always post these. There's charts and graphs illustrating the number of adverse serious adverse events and deaths due to the injections among children by age group in the United States. Skyrocketing. This data is even showing that children under the age of 6 months old are suffering adverse reactions to the COVID-19 injections, suggesting this is either through being breastfed by vaccinated mothers or over-eager doctors, nurses, and vaccine administrators vaccinating children who are not legally eligible. As of 22nd of April 2022, two children under 6 months have died, as well as another four children between the age of 1 and 5. You don't know what they're doing to you or your kids in the hospital now. That's the thing. You don't want to end up unconscious in a hospital, do you? You don't want to end up there at all. What are they doing to elderly people in nursing homes? Man, if you're still fit and, you know, living your life, man, thank God. Thank God. There's still a lot of fight left, and man, this is absolute outright murder. And the saddest, sickest thing of all, you've got doctors and nurses and frontline workers and, you know, human beings participating in this insidious, destructive, disgusting mass murder of civilization, thinking that they're actually doing the right thing. I mean, they got mashed banana for brains, you know? We're doing it to ourselves. The monsters behind this are just sitting back laughing, watching. We're injecting each other. We're killing each other and our own kids. It's madness. This is just skyrocketing. April 22nd, there's been 48,033 adverse reactions to the injections among children. 12,548 were diagnosed with serious conditions and hospitalized and permanent disability, and 106 children died. But as it says here, this does not paint the full picture, because the CDC estimated just 1 to 10% of adverse reactions are actually reported to VAERS. Therefore, it's possible that over 10,600 children have died, and that could be, that could be more. And despite all this and this data coming out and what I'm saying now and all this going online, they're urgently trying to administer these injections to children as young as 6 months old. It's what's coming to Australia as well. So that's the thing. No matter how bad it gets, it's just going to get worse. They just, as they go in for the ultimate kill, you know what I mean? It just gets more savage and more violent and terrible as they just go in for the throats of everybody. Anybody working for this system and injecting people with this stuff, you're a fucking murderer and you're insane. I hope you know that. I hope they know that. I don't care who you are. You are in the same boat as these criminal, satanic, child-molesting, Masonic fucking devils that are running this planet, or think they are. You're in the same boat as them. You are scum. I don't care if you're a nurse, I don't care if you're a doctor, I don't care if you're working a chemist or some kind of frontline worker, I don't care who you are. If you've been injecting children and people with these injections, if you work at those pop-up clinics around Australia, wherever you are, and you've been injecting people with this, you're a fucking murderer. People need to start wearing T-shirts and putting up stickers and going and telling these people. If you see these clinics, there'll be migrants in there as well, mostly working in there. And you'll see them with the blue robes on and stuff. You need to drive in there and call them a murderer and make sure they understand that they're killers. They're murdering people. That's just plain and simple. But we're the bad ones, and for, you know, talking about it, you see. Just sick. So sick. Unbelievable. Well, there you go. And as I said, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning, and we are relying on, you know, entities like the Vayas in the United States to give us these details, and there's only like 1% being reported to them or whatever it is. This is from the expose. This is Wednesday, May the 4th. So today, folks, God, I got a gnarly hand and Bennett is exhausted. I just wish I could. I need to get all this up. It's crazy what's going on, man. New study confirming COVID vaccine jabs cause severe autoimmune hepatitis is published days after WHO issued global alert about new severe hepatitis among children. So basically what I've been covering tonight. A new scientific study published 21st of April 22 has concluded that COVID-19 vaccination can elicit a distinct T-cell dominant immune mediated hepatitis liver inflammation with a unique pathomechanism associated with vaccination induced antigen specific tissue resident immunity requiring systemic immunosuppression. This is what we were just covering. So this is just days after the these findings come out, days after the WHO issued a global alert about a new form of severe hepatitis affecting children. As I said, as their livers in 8-year-olds and 11-year-olds collapse and they have to get transplants for no reason other than the jabs they were given, and no one seems to they can't fucking see the massive elephant in the room. See, they're going to be the WHO, which is a den of demons, is going to be issuing a lot of global alerts as we go into the next years, and people die and suffer and get all sorts of things. They're going to be issuing alerts for everything. You know, next when women start, you know, developing all sorts of issues, they're going to be doing it for that, and all sorts of cancers and all sorts of horrible health conditions as people's bodies and immune systems just get obliterated. So these are just the first kind of waves, if you will, of warnings coming out. So, you know, hey, they started injecting all these young children who are 5 years old or whatever, or 8 years old and 11 and 12 years old, right, with all these jabs like they're doing in Australia, and now they're getting liver inflammation. So now the WHO are going to put out a warning, a global alert, because there's a new, suddenly in 2022, right after the inoculation programs globally, now there's a new severe hepatitis, but it's not a normal hepatitis. It's not part of the A, B, C, D or any of those. This is a new hepatitis. It is not even related to any of that. It's completely different. In fact, they don't even know that it's hepatitis. They're just guessing because kids' livers are failing and they have to get liver transplants. So they're just saying it's hepatitis, but it's not hepatitis because we don't know. As I said before, we're not sure. We're just guessing. We're just going to call it that. So little Jimmy goes in for his Pfizer jab, and then a little bit later, his liver collapses and he needs to go into the hospital urgently, and he's vomiting and all of this, and he has to get a new liver transplant or die. You know, suddenly after the jab, but no one, we don't know what it is. Does anyone know what it is? What's causing this? So they've just decided through the WHO to call it liver. I mean, sorry, liver inflammation as well. So the UK government has announced it as well. So, yeah, I don't know. What do you think, folks? I was just thinking about the kidneys there. You know, I mean, they're both. I mean, they're. This is me, you know, like severe alcoholics, or some of these infections can be passed on there, you know. Some, you know, inflammation of liver and kidneys, and, you know, I mean, usually with organs like this, they just start going down one after the other. This is really interesting when we're looking at all the heart issues, related issues with adults and heart inflammation, isn't it? With all the myocarditis and pericarditis and heart attacks and all of this that we've been talking about, and all the sports guys going down holding their hearts, and now children are getting inflammation of the liver. And they're saying that it's, well, we don't know, it's some kind of hepatitis, but we don't know what it is. It's nothing we've ever seen before. Yeah, geez. Anyway, I'll probably post that up tonight because, yeah, as I said, this is what we're seeing going back to the mainstream media in Australia after reading all this. Going back to the article I started on, deadly hepatitis strain lands on Australia's doorstep as cases climb. The mysterious outbreak of an unidentified hepatitis strain. The mysterious outbreak of an unidentified hepatitis strain. Have you ever heard anything like it in your life? You see, most people are so dumbed down and brainwashed by the media, they just don't read between the lines. They don't see what it thinks. Well, they don't see anything. They just read the headers and they don't read things. They don't look at what it's saying. They're basically telling you here that they're making it up. Mysterious and unidentified. So, but it's hepatitis strain. So they're telling you it's mysterious, it's unidentified, we have no idea what this is, but we're telling you it's hepatitis. It's just incredible. It's incredible because children have nausea and vomiting and diarrhea and massive fevers and seizures and loss of consciousness, and their livers are falling to pieces and collapsing, and they've got to be administered to emergency, and then they're going to be on the list, waiting list for a liver transplant. But boy, I wouldn't assume that it's easy to get a transplant of any kind. You know, you'd have to go on a pretty long waiting list, wouldn't you? So what's going to happen here when this starts to stack up? They're not going to get transplants. There's going to be none available. So here we go, folks. You know, young kids, not even teenagers, are developing inflammation in their livers. Boy. Just pulling up articles, folks, from I don't even know when that I either haven't posted or don't know where they came from or I've saved. This one was from Scientific Reports, and I'll post this in the description. Increased emergency cardiovascular events among under 40 population in Israel during vaccination rollout and third COVID-19 wave. Cardiovascular adverse conditions are caused by been caused by the COVID-19 injections. But they're mixing in the fake virus as well in that one. But that's a big one. And it talks about the virus being real and to still get your injections. But it's one of those medical ones. But they're basically telling you here there's a massive increase in emergency cardiovascular events among the population of Israel who are under 40. Heart attacks, folks. That one has a lot of bullshit in it, but because it's a scientific report, I save that because I thought it would be interesting for people who have stubborn relatives, you know, just to say, look, you know. The thing with stubborn people who are addicted to the news, and I have friends like this, they won't listen to anything that you give them. They won't listen to anything you say because you got that from conspiracy websites. You know, I don't go on those kinds of websites that you go on. You know, that's all from conspiracy websites. But then when you give them the same information from the mainstream media that they worship, they pick and choose. They don't answer you. Oh, no, that's not real. So they're even denying their own mainstream media who are telling them because they're so ignorant and brainwashed. You can't believe it, can you? Anyway, moving along here. There's a couple of these I just wanted to cover tonight before I go as well. How are you guys doing? It's, I think you would have rocks in your brains if people are going to honestly believe that this is all over now. You know what I mean? Why the hell would the powers that be go through everything that's happened, like do all of this right up to this point and then just back away and that's it? It's very obvious to me that COVID-19 and this whole fake virus stuff and the injections, it's all just one small part of the Great Reset. And there's more massive changes coming. And if too many people wake up and fight back, which is kind of what's happening, then they'll just have a massive war, I guess. Did you guys hear this, by the way? Let me see if I saved it. Just to show you the fear-mongering that they're pumping out now on the media. This is from Piers Morgan, sort of like a, I don't know, what do you call it, like a Sky News, I think. Is he on Sky News, this joker? I can't stand him. I can't even listen to him. I can't look at him. He's so disgusting. This was, you would have seen this, Russia threatening to basically nuke the UK, so there's going to be no one left there. Ever listen to this clip?
State television have issued a brazen warning that Moscow could wipe out Britain with a nuclear tsunami in retaliation for supporting Ukraine, declaring there would be no survivors.
In Britain.
There you go. That goes on. I don't want to listen to it, but there you go. Talk about fear-mongering. Can you believe that? Can you believe it, what they're saying on those massive shows? That Russia's going to nuke the UK and there's going to be no one living. I mean, talk about fear. Talk about fear. God. Desperate. Isn't it sick? Aren't these people sick? It really defies belief, doesn't it? Anyway, zooming through a couple of articles here anyway. These get posted on Telegram. This was from Corey's Digs. New controlled food system is now in place and they will stop at nothing to accelerate their control. So who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control whole continents. Who controls money can control the world. This famous quote by Henry Kissinger is ringing more and more true by the week. These satanic global elitists, as they call themselves, already control the majority of the money, are moving ever so swiftly to convert the energy system over into systems they are all invested in, and have been taking drastic measures to control the food industry while running much of it under the radar. If they control the seeds, they control the food, and if they control the food, they can use the digital ID to control consumer access to the food. While a rash of fires suddenly destroy food processing, meat and fertilizer plants during a time where farmers are hurting and supply chain issues are kicking in, an entire traceable food infrastructure system has already been built in multiple cities and is making its way across the globe. Imagine a day where farmers' markets no longer exist. You can't drive over to your local farmer to buy produce or cuts of meat, and the only food growing outside of the globalist secured indoor vertical farming and lab-grown meat facilities is your windowsill garden or greenhouse. Even that might not be allowed. We'll get you arrested. The indoor vertical farming industry was valued at $5.5 billion in 2020 and is projected to reach $19.86 billion by 2026. Urban indoor farming, controlled by the global elitists, as they call themselves, is the future of food. They have reimagined, and it's already in thousands of grocery stores without even people realizing it. Whereas the US is leading in this industry, this is a global agenda with vertical farms popping up across the globe. It's really huge. There's massive facilities talking about how they're expanding here. Aero Farms, who has the largest indoor vertical farming facility in the world, I'm guessing they're going to grow a lot of bugs too, co-developed the first CRISPR-Cas9 gene-edited product. Now, hundreds are following, while National Geographic believes that gene editing is the next food revolution. Hey, if they're going to change our genes, then change the food of the genes of the food that grows and the microbes in the soil and the insect and animal life. They're going to re-engineer everything on this planet. Everything. From a bug to a human. These genes are going to be re-edited and it's obvious, right? The University of California is developing a plant-based mRNA vaccine in the hopes that farms can grow edible vaccine heads of lettuce. I'm sure the zombies will love that, won't they? You know? They won't have to worry about going and getting their vaccines and their boosters. They'll just eat it. And their cereals in the morning. Monsanto Bayer is creating gene-edited seeds for vertical farm companies, while Mr. Bill Gates, the Rockefeller and Ford Foundations and the World Bank control 10% of the world's germplasms and hold some of the world's largest seed banks. That's frightening, isn't it, folks? This is why you got to go out now and get your non-hybrid organic seeds. You can get them in Australia. A lot of companies, a lot of small businesses sell this. You can get them online. We could be looking at a future where they'll come and raid your house and you'll be arrested for having these. They're all involved with this. The USDA and FDA have already approved lab-grown meat, genetically modified cattle, and are funding the globalists to research and develop cellular agriculture, as well as indoor growers and genetics companies, while they slack on regulations for gene-edited produce. Well over a dozen major food processing and meat plants have gone up in flames in the past several months, burning them out of business. Union Pacific is mandating railroad shipping reductions by 20%, impacting CF Industries Holdings and the world's largest fertilizer company, Vanguard and BlackRock, and State Street happen to be top shareholders. What a shock. Of Union Pacific and BlackRock and Vanguard are in the top three shareholders of CF Industries Holdings. By mapping some of the biggest vertical farms, it reveals the crops grocery stores involve, locations and billions pouring in by globalist investors and shareholders, it quickly becomes evident that this is the global plan to control all produce, ingredients that go into every single food product. Unless you're growing a secret garden at home, but a neighbor dobs on you, guess what? You're going to be arrested. The food industry is already monopolized by 10 companies, the majority of which include Vanguard and BlackRock as top shareholders. What happens when they control all the seeds, produce and meat too? What happens when produce and meat are all grown inside secured facilities after a gene splice or inside a petri dish and farmland becomes dormant due to overreaching regulations, lack of supplies and manufactured inflation? In 2014, during the Obama administration, Congress established the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research Act, FFAR, through the Farm Bill, which ultimately created a non-profit organization outside the government with a $200 million kickoff from taxpayer dollars. They're making us fund it too, we're paying for it. On the back of our blood, sweat and tears, and additional millions in support from Bill Gates, as seen here and here, where you can look at those. USDA Secretary Vilsack announced its creation on July 23rd, 2014, stating that they were appointing a 15-member board of directors, which unsurprisingly included Deputy Director Dr. Robert Horsch of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. What a shock. And high-ranking employees from Cargill and the Aspen Institute, among others. This new foundation would leverage public and private resources to increase the scientific and technological research, innovation, and partnerships critical to boosting America's agricultural economy. You mean Satanism? Spitting in the face of Mother Nature and God. That's what you're doing. Anyway, incredible. This is massive, you know. This launching Precision Indoor Plants consortium, public-private partnership consisting of indoor growers, breeders, and genetics companies, including this is a bunch of nerds, you know, who just get off on controlling human life and reshaping the planet. Aero Farms, BASF, Benson Hill Biofarms, Fluence Bioengineering, Green Venus, Japan Plant Factory, Priva. Their focus is on five key crops: lettuce, tomatoes, strawberries, cilantro, and blueberries, with a goal to advance speed breeding and to alter chemicals produced in plants that impact flavor, nutrition, and medicine. So the entire planet's never going to be the same again. As I said, it's not just human genetics that are being altered here through the jabs. It's everything. Everything. This planet will be a petri dish, an experiment. And we know about Bill Gates buying up all the farmland, which is unbelievable. So as quickly he's, you know, this money began pouring into new future of food, urban vertical indoor farming, where they claim the masses will eventually migrate to, according to research and markets. Starve them out and then introduce the new food, the new fake food. Well, people eat McDonald's, so will this be really a big shock for them? Every time I drive past McDonald's, it's full. So, you know, I mean, that's the thing with human beings. They won't care. You know, because if people are eating McDonald's and drinking Coca-Cola and eating all this stuff anyway, do you think they're going to care about this? This is no big deal for them. For us, it is. But for most people, it's not a big deal. Because if you're already eating McDonald's, then you're already indoctrinated into this. Because what you're eating isn't real. They're saying that these facilities will be astronomical in size, as far as their ability to serve millions of people. Incredible. So Bill Gates is insisting that droughts and climate change that they're causing is destroying our ability to farm. And don't forget, folks, there's no climate change. It isn't real. And all these areas where they're telling us that there's droughts and all this stuff, there's probably nothing there at all. They're just telling you that. This is what we've been talking about a bit on the podcast, that they're telling you that there's all these fires and floods and things going on. And yes, there are cases of this, but you know, the media are just telling you that these areas are getting destroyed by climate change. So it's a media propaganda campaign when there's nothing happening in those areas. So Bill Gates says that the climate change is destroying people's ability to farm into the future. And he says here that massive amounts of people, of populations, will be moving into metropolitan cities where indoor vertical farming is necessary to feed people. So this is the new food for the vaccinated. See, if you change people genetically, then you need to change their diet genetically as well, you know what I mean? They can't have the old diet anymore. You've got to change the whole structure here. It's transhumanism. So they're talking about that, and also they're talking here about gene edited produce from, well, let's go back here. If this is the case, why has he acquired Bill Gates 242,000 acres of farmland over the past decade while investing in indoor vertical farming? Who gets to sit at the table with healthy produce served up by Gates while the rest of the population eats gene-edited produce from lockdown facilities delivered to their local grocery stores and accessed only through a digital ID? While this cunt, this satanic cunt, because that's what he is, eats raw organic foods and vegetables and meat and lives the high life. And this is the thing, billions of people on this planet will do it. I don't know if we'll see a time when billions of people will wake up in every city and every place on planet Earth and go and get these people and hang them. Because there's no military, there's no army, there's no police force, there's no nothing that can stop human beings when they do that collectively together. Billions. All around the world. Who's going to stop people in China and India and these parts just going bananas? What are you going to do to stop that? It's already happening in China, but they'll just come in and scare the hell out of them. But that's what they do with the police forces and stuff. They scare the hell out of you and they try and bulk themselves up to look bigger than what they are. You know what I mean? That's what they did in Melbourne. You've got, 1 million people and you've got a few thousand police who are bullying people because people are just being cowardly and they think that they see people being brutalized by the police, and you know, a group of 200, 300 people see someone being brutalized by the police and they all back off instead of going in and ripping that police officer to bits, kicking their heads in, and protecting each other. That's what I'm seeing in France now. I saw a video the other night, I shared it on Twitter, and the police were getting pushed and kicked and fallen over and they're running backwards because the crowds are too big. And I can't believe we're not seeing more of this. You know, the police forces, they will never have enough, but they're just using fear and brutal tactics to scare people off from doing anything. And it's unbelievable. So you got thousands of people at a protest and you got a handful of police who are like pushing everybody around, you know, and you're like, why are people taking out? You see people, hundreds of people standing around. You see these police forces brutalizing a woman or an old lady, and everyone's just watching. The game changes when all those people come in and they stop that. That's when the game changes. So these fuckwits are going to sit up in their ivory towers, living the good life, you know, with their liquor and their organic foods and beautiful, nice, fresh meats and eggs and things like that. And the bugs, the human race, are going to be down the bottom, eating the gene-edited produce and getting their jabs and showing their digital ID. And then once they get you into this vertical farming and this fake food, then they're gonna take away that, and they're gonna have insects, right? They're gonna have insects. They're gonna have facilities where they grow insects and they get milk and stuff from cockroaches and all this stuff, which they're already doing anyway. And they're gonna have all sorts of things, which they're already doing, but that it's gonna be global. And then, so once we can basically get them to eat insects, basically once we can tell them that there's a virus and vaccinate them and take away all their freedoms and health and make them use digital IDs to do everything and then take away their farmlands and kick them off the land and herd them into cities where everything they do is tracked and monitored and traced and they have no life anymore and Big Brother reigns supreme, you know, and you need a digital ID to absolutely do everything while we sit at the top and laugh at them and live the good life. Then we get them to eat bugs. Once they start eating bugs and we do that to them, then what's the next one? Well, let's get them to eat their own shit. Let's get them to eat their own shit. That's what they're going to do. Does that imply to you that humans are running this planet? It doesn't to me. We're looking at a system here that wants to rub, that not only wants to erase the human soul, but it wants to rub our faces in shit. In our own shit. That's how satanic this system is. And human beings are taking it. Human beings are taking it. Stripped of your rights. Stripped of your abilities to even have a life anymore. You know? Jabbed. Dehumanized. Pushed out of your properties and your homes. Killed off, your loved ones killed, humiliated, indoctrinated into this new digital system. You know, eating bugs and your face rubbed in your own turd. And these people will just keep lining up for it. Because of the TV sets. That is a massive, massive article that covers everything that I've been talking about tonight that I will post up, and it's really interesting and really necessary. I'll probably just post it on the website. In fact, I may have already, but I don't think I did. Great find to the followers out there on Telegram who are finding all this stuff. It's a really incredible piece. Aero Farms. The world's largest indoor farms. Man. LED lights. aeroponic mist. Cloth medium. Solution chambers. It's like hydroponics, isn't it? That kind of thing. And I guess, you know, they're already introducing all of this stuff. And as I said, if people are eating McDonald's, then they don't really have far to go to eat all of this. It's crazy, isn't it, when you think that we live on this planet and they're making us think that there's climate change and they're making us think that there's too many of us and that we're destroying the planet. And it's not like that. It's all a psychological mind war. And they're taking away our ability to do anything, and people are putting up with it. We need we need a mass global planetary civil war. I'm sorry, folks, I don't see any way out. I don't see any way out. Do you? But how can there be with billions of people who have been jabbed? Look at this. There's no laws anymore. There are no laws. There are no... there's no structure anymore. It's rogue. This satanic, vile, evil monster in France. He just voted himself. We didn't even vote himself back in. The powers that be just put him back in. It doesn't matter how the people vote. Look at what France has been going on. And this Macron, this guy, he just doesn't seem human to me. These people don't seem human. They're really weird. They're either under some form of mind control or they're not human. They're in human form, but there's something else. This guy is a little dog for the IMF and these big players, and they just put him back in. It just doesn't even matter what the people think. That's the unbelievable thing. But what has he done here? He's introduced the digital ID days after getting re-elected. Just days after winning the federal election, which he didn't. And if you go online, the fact checkers are in overdrive telling you that he did and there wasn't any fraud. Well, of course there was. Same with Trudeau. It's going to be interesting in Australia, isn't it? We're kind of a little bit, we're a lot different here. It's going to be interesting anyway. What will they do to stop the rise of the independents here and the rise of the people? What are they going to do here? How are they going to stop this? What are they going to do with people's votes? How is this going to go? Who's going to be counting and watching all of this? What's going to happen? He authorized the creation of a digital ID for France. And I'm watching videos online of just, it's oceans and oceans and oceans of people who want this guy to hang. I mean, this guy is like Daniel Andrews. I mean, he's just absolutely hated by the people. And they just put him back in. Now there's basically civil war on the streets in France. Don't know if you've seen some of those videos. There's some videos of the most putrid, disgusting police violence. Isn't that unbelievable? That the story about a fake virus has turned global police forces into putrid, violent, rabid animals. Just the story of a fake virus has turned police forces criminal and rogue almost overnight. They have just gone bananas. There's some videos there of them, just dozens of them, just attacking people and beating them. But again, compared to the amount of people in that country, you know, population of France, 67,000,039 people as of 2020. 67, that would be easily 68 million people now, but with the COVID jabs, probably, I don't know, but let's just say 67 million people, 67 million people. I mean, even when you've got a couple of 100,000 people in the city, it's just, there's nothing the police can do, you know what I mean? I mean, we've seen in Australia up to 1 million people, there's just absolutely nothing they can do. I guess they can use weapons on you and they can do things, but I mean, when you're getting up to a million or a couple of million people, there's nothing, they can't do anything, you know what I mean? And if the people go rogue and they start a civil war, it's going to be bloody, it's going to be violent, it's going to be terrible, no one wants it, I'm just saying. You know, with so many billions of people injected with this technology, what weapons do they now have ready to go to stop people doing that anyway? What can they turn on to target what's in you through those jabs? So basically, immediately after Macron got elected, he's gone ahead with the digital ID system. See, this is what I've been saying on all the podcasts for so long. They don't even care anymore. This has got to go through now. They're not going to go through everything that they have to back off now. And as more people wake up, they're going to push it through more and harder and faster. So the backlash has been immediate. Just after the election, the government announces the launch of a digital ID application, the goal to put social credit in the Chinese way control and surveillance economy. Let's totally reject this app and fight by any means. So the Macron's election victory has set off massive protests, and Macron was pelted with tomatoes. So this is a China-style social credit system and using a centralized digital ID. And this is communism, folks. That's where they're going. So this is really interesting, isn't it? This is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens here. Recently, Nigeria blocked 73 million residents from making phone calls for not linking their cell phones to their national digital ID. In Italy, a municipal government just announced it's rolling out a soft social credit score in the fall, the first of its kind in Europe. See, the Italians push back and they push back, but see, they've come back again. Canada hasn't issued coercive tactics to this level, and provinces are torn on implementing a digital ID. This is where things change where we are. You know, we don't want that here. We know that. So it's going to be very hard to get this in. They haven't been able to get this in, and they've pulled back. But they're going to come back. They're going to come back again. This is why the elections this year is important for all of us in Australia. It really is. It doesn't matter whether you follow it or not. It's important to start somewhere and to see what kind of change we can make. We need a hung parliament. We need something to happen big here. We can't just turn on the TVs and just have a Labor or a Liberal win like we do every 3 years and that's it. We need some kind of big change here. It's going to be interesting. That was from the countersignal.com. And you have, like we have in Australia, you know, you have political parties and MPs and, you know, within the government and stuff who are saying no to all of this. And they're observing this and they're coming out about it. There's lots in Australia. And now they're becoming more powerful. And they got more weight. It's very interesting. It's not just the UAP and Clive Palmer, but One Nation now with those guys and a lot of other parties. And people being informed and told how to vote properly and all of this. It's going to be interesting here anyway, regardless of what you think is going to happen or whether you don't believe it or not. It's still going to be interesting. Because if you'd, like, you can't not sort of at least have a go, because you're looking at somewhere, you're looking at one country where they're just, you know, they're bringing it in no matter what. And then you're looking at other countries that has fight back within their governments and they haven't brought it in yet. And there's different sectors or different states who are not wanting it, like in the US, and they're saying no, you know, like Florida does and stuff like that. They can't get it in here. They'll try and get it in here, but they can't over there. Whereas France, he just wants it for everybody in the entire country. There's no ifs or buts. There's no other way around it. You get it. You know what I mean? Let's hope that in Australia we can be a pain in the ass and we can have states not doing it, or we have, you know, federal politicians and stuff who are being a pain in the ass, and we can get them into better positions of power, and we can fight this longer, because the more we fight it, the more people wake up, and the stronger we can get. I'm just saying, it's going to be a very interesting time this year with the elections here. It's going to be and it's coming up now. It's coming up next month, isn't it? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. What shit are they going to pull to distract everybody? We're in an interesting country, you know. We are. You know, people are over this shit. They're seeing it for what it is, you know, and it's going to be, we're in for an interesting ride this year. A really interesting ride to see where this goes and how it goes. Indeed. So don't lose hope, you know. Don't lose hope. Let's ride this out and see where it goes. Anyway, I'm plugging out tonight. Stay safe, guys. Great to chat with you tonight, indeed, on 4th of May, Wednesday. Stay safe, guys, and we'll chat again soon. Thank you so much for your support. Hi to some of the new members. You guys are awesome. Keep plugging in. Contact me anytime. Send me through any links if you have any info you want me to put up, whatever that may be. I'll put it up and keep chatting away, and stay on deck. And thanks so much. Can't do it without you. You guys rock. Stay safe, guys. Plugging out.